You're here to make a difference. It's our job to help you do that. Welcome to the Impact Driven Entrepreneur Podcast, the podcast that helps you to build a thriving coaching company by becoming a thriving, impactful CEO. We do that through the Impact Formula methodology. And what this means is that you're going to be selling out your offers, scaling beyond one-on-one into group programs, and leveraging a team so that you can exponentially increase your income and slash your work week. It's time to experience the true income, impact, and freedom you deserve. Hey there, and welcome back. Today I have the amazing Elke Feuer here with us, and we're going to be talking about her experience in the Impact Formula program, as well as the amazing thing she does. She helps authors to write their book and get it done, which I know if you're anything like me, you might have a hand raised right now. So welcome, Elke. Tell everybody a little bit about what you do, and also exactly, because you say it so much better than me.
Thanks. I'm an author and a book coach, and I help writers stay focused with accountability and support, taking them from idea to edited, finished book. So that's basically what I do.
Beautiful. And where were you in your business when you joined Impact Formula? So you joined at the beginning part of this year. So
yeah,
what kind of was going on for you in your business at that point?
Not much, to be honest. I was going around in circles trying to make things work, and it just wasn't happening. I had been in business for about 2 years maybe with my coaching, and I was just really struggling to make it happen. And I just knew that I couldn't do it on my own anymore. So that's really where I was at. I wasn't getting the results that I wanted with financially, with the clients, just nothing was working. And everything that I did, I just knew that I needed help.
Yeah. And I had seen you online for the whole pretty much 2 years. I feel like you followed me for about that much time.
Yeah, absolutely. I listened to you on your podcast for about a year before I joined the group. And I just love the content. You just gave such fantastic, real skills that I could implement and that I got results on. And I thought, this is great. And this is just the free stuff. And that's when I went into the group, and just the support and the encouragement, everything that I got inside the group was just amazing. I'm like, I've got to do this. I can't be on the fence anymore. I've got to jump in there and do it.
Yeah. Yeah. What was it like for you when you joined the program?
It was just like light bulb going off. It was, oh, this is what I've been doing wrong. And I think just going in there and seeing just all the great content, at first it was a little overwhelming, but I love the way that you incorporate the coaching calls and you really help to guide you on where you are with your business and what training to go to get the results that you wanted. Because for me, the biggest thing that you identified for me right away was the fact that I didn't have a strong foundation for the goals that I needed or that I wanted to make in my business, financial goals. And then you really helped to map out the steps that I needed to take in order to set that strong foundation. So that was the biggest thing for me when I first joined.
Yeah. And I think for you, you've always had your program, your methodology has been solid from day one. That has never been the problem, ever for you. And I want to commend you for that, because that a lot of times when I work with coaches, half of it is they don't know what they want to do. They're not sure about how they're going to teach it. And you had all of that work done. Yeah. So what was the disconnect that was not allowing you to reach the revenue goals?
I think the biggest thing was the processes and procedures for doing things from start to finish, especially with launches, because I just had such a fear mindset around launches. And I just just threw spaghetti at the wall with my content and hope it stuck. And also, I did not want to get on sales calls, as you well know. I just had such a fear that I just felt like I was like bothering my clients if I wanted to go, hey, do you want to get on a call with me? I was really intimidated about that. And now just going through the program, you just given me so much confidence around that I'm just like, I'm excited to get on sales calls. And it's like, yeah, sure, I'd love to help you. And you help me to look at it from the point of that I'm helping my clients and I'm providing them with a service. It's not bothering them. If I don't reach out to them, I could be keeping them away from reaching their dreams of writing a book. And that change just was just like, oh, that makes total sense. So now I absolutely love sales calls. I think that's been a huge thing for me, as you well know.
Oh my God, I want to cry. Yes, this is huge though.
Yeah.
This is really big for you. Cause I remember our first couple calls being like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. And it's, it's not that I ever doubt you, but sometimes I'm like, I don't know if I can help them. But it's not that I ever doubt you. Like every single client, I'm always like, you're 100% pure potential. Yep. Like I believe mm-hmm. in each and every single one of you. But then sometimes I question and I'm like, I don't know. Can I really get her over this hump?
Yeah.
And we did it. And I yep. think I tricked you, right? Tricked you into liking sales.
You did, that was which is a huge thing. Let me tell you, because I do not like sales. And I think the first thing you got me to do was to stop saying I don't like sales or I'm not yeah. good at sales. That was a huge thing for me and just getting away from that and looking at it in a different yeah. way. And even yeah. that took time, but
You did it, right? Yeah, you did the absolutely. Work. You yep. showed up for yourself.
Yep.
And that was, we do, so inside Impact Formula, we have the mindset mastery, which is like mm-hmm. all the mindset stuff. And then we have the teaching, the practical trainings.
Yeah.
And that side is like how to do it. So mm-hmm. in that combination, you were able to move forward. And I think too, like just the repetition, like coming back to the call, seeing,
mm-hmm.
you know, having, I think we only went over it maybe a few times. We really, it's not like we were coached on it every week at all.
No. I think the biggest thing for me was just thinking about sales calls differently. Because once I got on the calls with people, I could talk your ear off. That was not the problem. The problem was asking for the call. And then just the way, right. And the way that you had me think about not just getting over the mindset of it, but looking at it as a way of helping my clients instead of just, hey, I'm trying to get them to give me money. It wasn't about that, which was what I had as a mindset issue. It was really about, here's how I can help my clients. Mm-hmm. And that did it for me. It was like, okay, after that, it was like, it was so easy after that.
Yeah. And I think for you, a lot of it too, was also managing expectations. And there was so much around the stories you were saying to yourself, like my group isn't big enough and I don't know enough people, or I know these people, so I can't do this and I can do that.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. Cause these are most of the people in my group. It started off as not a group that I was selling to. They were just friends and people that I knew that I was helping out, and then transitioning to where I was actually asking for a sale. It was kind of like, I knew these people, like I went to high school with them. I don't feel comfortable saying, hey, do you want to pay me for this? Right. So that was a huge thing I had to get around. And you helped me to realize when I started telling you the success stories about people that I did know that I had helped. And it's like, they're coming to me because they know, but they do know me, and that's actually an advantage, not a disadvantage. So that made a huge difference. And even just with my new launch, everyone that's in there are people that have bought from me before that I've known from where I was born for years. And that is because they know me and they trust me. So that is actually an advantage.
That's a good thing.
Right. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah. Why do you think like coaching with us, and I say us because I don't really think I know I'm not the only coach there, but it's not just me all the time. So there's other coaches that work with us, and also our whole company comes together. Sometimes we'll give you guys processes that our whole team has worked on. Right. So Why do you think coaching with us is like second to none?
I think the first thing is the community. It's just not, I'm here to teach you how to coach, to do this and do that. It's like, you just really feel that you care about us and the success of our business, and that you really genuinely want to help. Because I've worked with other coaches or programs, and it just feels like, here's the content, there you go, do it on your own. You can jump on this live call with us where there's 600 other people, and it's
you're like, I could have not gone to any calls.
exactly. And I know that this is one of the things that I absolutely love about working with you. Mm-hmm. Just everybody that's part of your team is just really a lovely sense of community. And you really are there with us every step of the way. And it's not just, here's the content, here's what you do. You really help us work through the issues that we are having. And that's a huge thing.
And issues meaning all things, because sometimes it's a personal thing that's blocking you from showing up, right?
Oh, absolutely. Like the fears, the mindsets, all of those things, with just on a personal level, that stories you've been telling yourself that are actually, you don't realize that are actually hindering you from moving forward in your business. And you really are able to identify those. And the fact that you dig that deep, there's no coaches out there doing it. None that I've seen. Anyway, that's for sure.
Yeah.
They're like, I haven't got time for that. It's like, I got 600 other people to deal with. And it's,
Yeah. And I've been in programs too, like where I went through, you know, what I'm going through with my divorce, which we'll tell you guys, everybody else, later at Elke, but
yeah, absolutely.
It's a pretty intense situation. And I was in a business coaching program, and I shared what was going on. And my coach basically told me I had to leave the program.
What? That's messed up.
Not in a mean way, but that was a very clear boundary. Like, we don't talk about anything personal here. And the same has gone in masterminds I've been in where, I mean, they're million-dollar business owners. But I always wanted in my soul, like, to create something, because I think we're not just a compartment. I think we are whole humans. And yeah, if we're going through a divorce, if we're going through something big in our life, you better believe there's going to be things happening with it that are going to affect things.
No, absolutely. You can't, like you said, you can't compartmentalize, not when it comes to personal and business stuff. So that's a huge part of it.
Yeah. And then what were some of the results that you gained, like, during this working together so far? And it's, and you're not through the whole program yet, so.
No, I still have a lot to learn. But I think the biggest thing for me in the short term, as I mentioned, was my mindset around sales, as well as building a strong foundation of the processes and systems for my business, as well as my launch. Like this last launch that I did, I was able to hire people to get that support. Something I thought, I was like, I don't have the time, I don't have the money, I can't do it. And then you just really showed me it's actually going to help. And it really did. And I have all the processes and systems in place, everything set up for how to not just run the launch, but what I need to do to debrief to make it better so that I can improve every launch that I have. And that is just, that's huge. That's been the probably one of the biggest things that I've learned outside of mindset with that since I've started the program, for sure.
Yeah. And in that, being able to hire someone is huge, like such a huge milestone. And I'm so proud of you for doing it, for following through. And you had a VA though, when you started, right?
I did, but I used her just for tech stuff, is mostly what I used her for. Because one, she was extremely expensive, and two, her time wasn't always for the available. If I needed her for the whole part of the launch, she wasn't available for that. So
So how has your strategy changed for team? Because I think that's a big piece, that we are very unique in how we teach this.
Absolutely. I think the way that I look at working with people now and hiring people has changed completely. Like, I would have never thought about an intern. Like, that would have been the last thing on my mind as far as hiring somebody. And it was fantastic. I had an amazing intern who just set up all the processes and procedures and images and just tons of stuff to help me with my launch. And it just helped me to look at it as hiring as not something that's going to take a lot of time and money, but it's something that's going to help me to grow my business. So thinking about it that way, and just the what was in the program to help me to know how to hire, and that whole process was huge. That saved a lot of time in itself. So that was fantastic, because I think if I just from my own experience with my VA that took sort of 2 years learning for us how to work well together, I was able to do it in a shorter amount of time because of what was in the program about how to onboard the people in your team. So that was a huge thing as well.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It just cuts your time and expenses. Like, I think that's when you were saying about the expensive, before I learned the method that we teach, like that's what I was doing. I was going for super experienced VAs, mm-hmm. and it was not cheap. And doing it that way, sure you could, but also like you got to look at your bottom line. And especially if you want to mm-hmm. support your family, it's yeah. it's going to come out of your paycheck.
Exactly.
Yeah. How have you felt as a result of the changes you've implemented so far?
Oh, just excitement and relief in a way. I think excitement, just feel like I'm actually making progress on my business instead of spinning wheels or going around in circles and just not seeing the results mm-hmm. that I wanted. That is such a huge thing. And there's the relief, like, oh my gosh, because I was at the point where it was like, I've got to make it happen in my business. Otherwise, I'm going to have to go back to work. And it's a relief that I know that I don't have to do that now. I can make it happen.
Yeah.
So that's just been amazing for me.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Oh my gosh. And then what have these changes meant for your family and your, like your person, like in real life, like how has this really affected your life?
I think the biggest thing is it's really the confidence that it's given me. Because of the lack of success that I've had in my business, it's really been hard on my confidence. So I think that's the biggest thing. And just feeling confident just in not only in myself, in my personal life, is just confident that I can do things with my kids. I can take them and spend money and know that it's going to, whatever money I spend is actually going to come back, right?
Yeah. Just it's like a full abundance mindset, yeah. right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And I think that just that has been the biggest thing for me. And also, as you may or remember, there were things that I wanted to do as far as charities that I wanted to contribute that were important to me. And I actually feel okay. I can actually see that something that I can make happen. And that's exciting as well, too, because these are things that I've wanted to do for years that are passion projects. And I just feel, okay, I can do this. And yeah. that is an amazing feeling.
Yeah. Beautiful. Thank you for sharing. And then why has it been important for you to attain success? We talked about the charities a little bit, but is there anything else of like why this has been so important for you?
Oh, the biggest thing for me is being able to spend more time with my family. Before, I just felt I was just working all the time. Like my kids would come in, especially my daughter, because she's 8. She'd be like, she said to me once, "Mom, you care more about your work than you do me." And that was just like so crushing. But, and I just felt like I had to do like work and I wasn't seeing the results. And now it's, no, I can work, do the work that I need to, but not feel that I have to work all the time to the point where I'm neglecting my children. Mm-hmm. And that's been a huge thing for me. Like I just say, you know what? I'm done for today. I can do it tomorrow, or it's finished. It's done. I can delegate it. I can spend time with my kids and good quality time. And that's been a huge thing for me. Mm-hmm. So I think that's been, and my kids have appreciated it as well.
Totally. And I think going back to having the help during launches, it's like mm-hmm. that time when we have a family is a rough little patch right yes. there. So like
it is,
you'll be able to launch more frequently and like yep. all these other things that like before it, you may be like, I'll launch once a year.
Pretty much. Maybe twice if I was feeling like really ambitious.
So like, I think that is going to be, I'm interested to see how that all plans pans out over the next few months, but I'm willing to bet you're going to want to go back and do more launches just because of how that, this launch, I didn't see you stressed.
No.
Compared to others I've seen you.
It's been a huge difference. And my goal at the moment is to launch every 3 months and then go from there.
Yeah. So beautiful.
I'm excited.
Yeah. So that kind of leads me into the last question before I ask you the closing question is, what do you think that this whole thing has made possible for you?
You mean in my business, my personal life?
I'm sorry. Like, how has it set you up for like your next adventure? What are you like, what is next for you? You're going to launch every 3 months and.
Okay. I think like one of the things that I'm doing tomorrow in my group is I am setting a poll out to say, you've taught me strategies to say how to set up and ask for offers and market research, something I never did. It was, I think this is what they want, but I'm not really going to ask, right? So that is a huge part of it. And just being able to create workshops within my overall program that you had helped me create, or I should say not create, but made better. And being able to offer my clients workshops within that, as well as connect with my clients on a deeper level through the sales calls and through reaching out to them, which is something that I was just too fearful to do before. And just really building those connections, I think that's what I'm really looking forward to, is just being able to help my clients more. And I'm looking forward to that.
That's amazing. Is there anything else that you think would be helpful for somebody as they're like choosing what they're going to do?
I think if you're looking for a coach who's really has a community that is going to be there with you through every step in your business, I think there's no better person than you and your team. For me, it's a no-brainer. I know that's difficult because, especially if it's somebody who hasn't known you for a while, but for me, even in a short period of time, it's just, hello. There's just so much great practical stuff as well as the community that's there. It's just, if regardless of where you're at with your business, you will help anybody get to where they want to be in their business.
Yeah. Beautiful. So where can people find you if they want to write their book or they have an idea for a book and need to make it happen?
Sure. They can find me at www.kwriters.com, and that's CAYWRITERS.com.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.
My alarm clock is sounding.
Yeah, right. I've been knocking on my door, so I get it. All right.
Have an awesome day. Bye.
You too. Bye.
The Profitable Impact Formula. The program that helps you to add 6 and 7 figures into your coaching business with ease. Here is what some of our clients are saying.
I know what to do and I don't know how to do it. I'm like, I need to figure out how, because I know there's a way to get from this point in my business and move forward. Clearly, I am not doing that well on my own.
When you want to get to a certain level and when you want to like really explode your business, not just work on like niching and like very simple launching and things like that, you definitely need someone who really knows their shit.
It's simple, evidence-based business practices. If you go to any business school, this is what you're going to learn. The only difference is that you've now made it into a practical application that people like me who didn't go to business school can at least understand how to apply it.
That personalized approach really surprised me. The fact that anytime I have something urgent and I ask you in our private Facebook group and you reply the same day, that's amazing.
Hitting consistent 5-figure months was a huge thing for me. I trust my team so much now to do specific things because I understand their skills.
I went from a problem of not having any clients and income to a problem of not having time. And that just pushed me to learn about hiring people, about scheduling, time management, and all that.
I had a 64% increase in my overall income from my business, and it's been consistent income.
I can enjoy growing my business again. And I think I had lost that for a while because I got so stuck working in my business that I didn't know how to step back and work on it. And I actually saw how I could do that over time.
A sales phase will tell you so much. A conversation will tell you so much. But honestly, like until you experience the transformation or see for yourself all of the tools that are available, all the resources, exactly how much you give, exactly how present you are, how you customize new trainings all the time, or just how you coach people at different levels, like you won't know until you jump in.
I hope you enjoyed that recap. Go to impactdrivenentrepreneur.com/impact-formula to learn more and join the program today.